Wisconsin's primary is only about a week away, and it's the first time the state's voter ID laws will go into effect during a really major, possibly larger turnout election. Those laws have been the point of heated debate, even got some criticism from presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speaking in Appleton yesterday.
What we have seen is governors in Wisconsin and around this country making it harder for people to participate in the political process. That is wrong.
According to a ProPublica report from last week, Wisconsin hasn't adequately funded voter outreach programs to inform the public about voter ID laws. As a result, there are concerns that voters won't know what they need to bring to the polls and may not be able to vote.
Here to tell us more about how voter ID laws have played out in other states, how it might affect voting in Wisconsin, is Brenton Mock. He's a staff writer at City Lab, a former reporting fellow on voting rights for Color Lines and The Nation magazine. Brenton, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, this argument that there hasn't been enough education funding, outreach funding for Wisconsin's voter ID law, is this a complaint you've seen covering this issue in other states?
Yes, absolutely. And it normally comes up during litigation over voter ID laws. Pennsylvania passed a voter ID law around the same time that Wisconsin did, which was taken to court. And, you know, that voter ID law was eventually overturned by the courts. And one of the main things that that brought that overturning along was the fact that the state had not been investing enough money or time in adequately educating and promoting the voter ID law when it was in place. And what's at stake with that is that if the people don't know what is required of the voter ID law, then that could lead to a lot of confusion when it comes time to vote.
And I've seen some criticism saying that if you don't fund this education outreach well enough, it's a sign that the law was passed in bad faith, that the intention is to keep people from voting. Is that something you buy?
I think it doesn't matter if that's what the intention is. I think if the effect is that people are disenfranchised, either because they're confused about what ID is needed or because they don't have the ID that is needed to vote. And for the many people who simply just can't get ID, a driver's license or an ID, then that's bad enough. As for whether certain people intended to kind of suppress the vote, you know, I think that there's been plenty of instances of government officials, both in Wisconsin and outside of Wisconsin, who've mentioned how voter ID laws can throw an advantage to their party or to their race. And so, you know, I'm sure that there are some people who don't have the purest of intentions with this.
On the other hand, voter ID hasn't been a secret here in Wisconsin. We've had people argue over time. This has been a long time coming. People have heard of it. It's on the voter to figure out what they need to do to be able to vote and make sure they're prepared to do that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to pass the burden or put the personal responsibility excuse on citizens when you have a system of that's failing. And if you're not educating the people about a law that they have to comply with in order for them to participate in democracy, then, I mean, it's really, you know, that's really just bad on the state. You know, I think it may speak more to the state really not understanding, you know, how these kinds of laws would really impact people who don't have ID or who don't have the means to get ID, or even those who are just simply burdened by trying to get the ID necessary to vote. And if we have an unsympathetic state legislature or state system that just, you know, doesn't care about its own residents participating in democracy, then that it just does not look very well on the state.
Talking to Brenton Mock, staff writer at City Lab, about voter ID as we approach the big primary next week. Voter ID has been in place, in effect, for a couple of Wisconsin elections after a bunch of lawsuits. This will be the first high turnout one. So we're looking at some recent reporting about voter education and outreach on that issue. Brenton, as other parts of the country have put voter ID laws into place, do you see voter turnout going down? Do you see disenfranchisement?
Well, we already know empirically that there's been less voter turnout in the Democratic primaries in this year's elections. The 2014 midterm elections which was one of the first years where a lot of the voter ID laws were in place, that had one of the lowest voter turnouts in general in decades. And so we do see the impacts of this. We saw it in Arizona, quite frankly, which probably had the most disastrous primary election of all of the states just last week. And there you had lines of, you know, people standing in lines for 4 to 5 hours, some of them past midnight. And when asked why, you know, people had to stand in line so long, some of them said it had to do with confusion around Arizona's voter ID laws and also other laws about proof of citizenship and other issues. So, I mean, we're definitely seeing the impact. We also saw it in North Carolina, you know, where organizations reported, you know, thousands of people not being able to vote or being discouraged from voting because they were confused about that state's voter ID law or just did not have the ID to comply with it.
And do you see particular demographic groups especially impacted by voter ID laws?
Absolutely. I mean, African Americans and Latino Americans, these are the two demographics that are undoubtedly the most likely not to have the kind of ID needed to vote. And there have been plenty of studies to that both saw this coming years before the voter ID laws went into place, and then also have shown this even with the elections that we have had. You also have a lot of women who have not been able to vote, maybe because their names did not match the names on the voting list didn't match the names on their driver's licenses because of marriage status, addresses that have changed because people have moved. You know, we just had this big foreclosure crisis, so that has thrown a lot of people's housing status in disarray. And then you college students. You always have college students, even before the voter ID laws. They always have problems on election day due to residency requirements. Some people try to vote in a place where they go to school, but maybe they're actually registered to vote where they live with their parents in another city or state. In Wisconsin, there's some kind of dubious understandings about how a college ID can be used in Wisconsin. Apparently, you can use a state college ID to vote, but you also have to provide a separate document that proves that you're enrolled in that college when you vote. And I'm not sure that a lot of college students just walk around with that kind of documentation on them.
We'll leave it there for now. Brenton, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That's Brenton Mock, staff writer at City Lab, former reporting fellow on voting rights for Color Lines and The Nation magazine. Talk to us about voter ID laws in next week's primary.